Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
But this is the problem, is I was sleeping with tank toppy guys a lot of times last year because I came up with a strategy. I kept sleeping with guys I liked because I liked them, and then I would fall for them, and I was like, this is kind of a pain in the ass because they don't text you back, and it's just like, ugh, it's annoying. I'm tired of screenshotting conversations between men who will never love me and myself and sending them to my friends to be like, what's he thinking? And they're like, nothing, it's all blue, Nick. Get a hold of yourself. None of these are delivered. We kind of think he blocked you. So, and so I came up with a plan. I was like, oh, I'll only have sex with guys who I would never want to love, right? That I'll never like want them to be my boyfriend. So I pick a guy with like a necklace, right? Like a dangly outer necklace. Not an inside one, because you can't ever predict those. Girls, we've all slept with guys with necklaces where we didn't know it was there until we got naked with them, and then you see it and you're like, okay. Feel like I wouldn't be doing this right now if I knew that that was there. I really feel a little bit hoodwinked by you at this moment, but our shirts are off, so we've got to at least blow you or something. Great, great, them's the rules. So I go after a guy with like an active necklace, and which is good though, because during the sex, it's like hanging over you, like swaying back and forth as a reminder that he's not to be loved and or respected, right? It's right there. And you feel good. And they always have a dumb reason for their necklace too. It infuriates me. It's my grandfather's dog tags. Hold it close. I'm just like, okay, good. At least the spirit of a real man will be hovering over me tonight. That's a plus, I guess. Someone who actually fought for something other than a parking spot at GameStop. So I slept with a necklace guy, and I feel good. The next day, I would feel good. I would have like a little whore skip in my step. Like, I just banged, and I don't even care if I hear from him. Like, I'm a Samantha. We do exist, right? And then I'm in line at Starbucks, and I'm just, like, waiting, and I let my thoughts go, I don't know, three thoughts too far, and I'm just like, I love his necklace. Like, I love necklaces, and I love him for wearing that stupid necklace. Like, I made fun of him for that necklace, and I think it's like the worst thing about him. I think it might be the best thing about him because like his necklace, I make fun of reasons for necklaces, but his is actually good. Like he went to Aeropostale, it was on sale and he liked it. So like, that's a legit good reason. Oh my God, I wonder where I'm gonna store my necklace when I move in with him. Like I wonder where, if he has like a necklace tree. Oh my God, I bet when he's ready for me to move in with him, he'll like clean a branch off the necklace tree. And we'll be in bed on like a Sunday morning and he'll be like, go check the necklace tree. And I'm gonna be like, why? We're in bed, I wanna cuddle. And he's like, just go check the tree. And I'm like, you're being weird. You're being weird. And then I go and there's like a ring on one of the branches. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm moving to Fort Worth. Like, this is insane.
Watch Nikki Glaser bangin' only on Netflix.